the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Sinas Shinchot Ches, on the bottom of page 332, Sifchot Tes, regarding the halachos of a chayla on Shabbos. Mishin nikfa yodo yiragli. If someone injures his hand or his foot, tzoim sabiyayin, he could constrict it with wine. Kedei, as we contain daf kof samach zayin, menav, lahamar adam, to hold back the blood. Avalei b'chayim, it's not with vinegar, but nishul chaz, because it's strong, yes, but mishim refuah, and that's a problem because of refuah on Shabbos, v'mumu unig. Now, if it's a delicate person, avayayin loy kumay achom, it's the wine also of him is like vinegar, but also, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. This is mishbur simkot in Saudi Aleph. He said, if someone was shenigfa, what does that mean, that nigfa yodoy? Shenigshala, v'loksa, like he stumbled, and he like hurt himself. Marriage told much lo yal de barzel, but it wasn't through iron. The gamish lo nigfa yad v'regel al gabon, and also it's not like that he injured the hand and the foot on top of them, because the ilu nigfa al gabon. Because if he injured himself on top of them, as you continue to have kaf samazayin, oichay akal al de barzel off the hit was through iron. From avol elbasavol v'zayin, we already said previously du b'chalam makish es b'zakana. That's included in the wound that has danger to it. Mechal and as a Shabbos, and you desecrate the Shabbos. Sifkan sadi pays, but here you just injured yourself stam, so you could use yayin, but avolib b'chaymitz, but not with vinegar. Chosh kem yayin sarf, and the shore not with schnapps, says the Chai Adam, because that's very strong and it's medicinal. Now sifkan sadi gimel, if he's maunig, he's a delicate person, that the skin of his flesh is very soft. Chadavishu chazik tzas, anything that's a little bit hard, kosh lebesari is hard for his flesh, but time is a monopoly and it shrivels it and it heals, then the Machaber said, even wine from him is like vinegar and it's going to be forbidden. Sif Lamed. Mishn Nishmet of Perik Yodei Rakel Mekayman. If someone, the joint of his hand or his leg comes out from its place. Lo Yishav Shefena Harba, but time you can't rub it a lot with cold. Shadar Rufaz, and that's its healing. And the Rechitz Kedark, rather you wash it in the normal way. But the Shabbat, if it gets healed, it gets healed. Says Rashi that the bone has come out of the joint. Finally, come on, it's dislocated. It comes out. Finally, come on, Mr. Memzayim, but Mashenichlo Shem Mishabru. What we read over there, Mr. Bru. Sif Lamed Alf. Tiparin Shem Perisha. We're getting a fingernail that's separated. It sits in and these little strings of Shekamayin Ritzuas Dakas, like little strands. That separated from the skin of the finger around the fingernail, they're coming off. So in Pirshu Ruben Klab and Malo, even the majority of it has already detached towards the upper part. Umitzagazay said is painting him. So to remove it by hand is permitted, but Klipatav also to do it with a scissor or a nail clipper, that would be exempt but forbidden. Loy Pirshu Ruben, if the majority is not separated. So b'yad by hand is patal v'laser. You're exempt, but it's forbidden. Not chayv v'chatas. But b'kli, if you do it with a tool, chayv v'chatas even liable for v'chatas. Now the machleik is what is l'mala and pirish rashi. Rashi is kalab l'mala towards the upper part. In kalab rashi it's b'esav towards the fingertips. The main time pirish explains down the kalab aguf. Upper is meaning towards the body. But talk lachash ne'perushim and says machabi after you have to be concerned with both interpretations, which leaves us hanging. No pun intended. Sifkot and Salihei. So we said about these fingernails, these hangnails, or these the skin that's hanging. In Pirshu Ruban, we said if the majority of it has separated, that is Bitziparin with the fingernail. Hainu Rab Tziparin, most of the fingernail. But sits in regarding the strings of skin, because the Primogun writes, any day, I don't know this majority. I ask, where would that start from? Like majority of what? Of skin? It's possible. Anything that the normal of people is to peel off over there. If most of that, what people usually peel off from the skin, is majority already detached. Then this is what we're saying is considered like detached. Sivkot and Salivav. So in that type of case, lasir b'yan mutter, to remove it by hand is permitted. The kimish pressure room, and since most of it has already separated, kribel and nothing, it's very close to coming off. We view it as already detached. Okay, but welcome tzara, therefore, in the situation of pain, because Rabban did not make such a decree. When he's removing it in the abnormal way, the hand of which is with his hand. And the tzara, you have to be careful, shlo yeti dam, but be careful, sometimes you have those hangnails and a little blood comes out when you pull up the skin or whatever, so you have to be careful that doesn't happen. Sif cotton sadi zayin. Now, if lo yipirshu rubon, if the majority has not separated, oh, then it's more chamer. Who had done the same thing is that full of pirshu klal, that if it didn't separate at all, you'd still be exempt if you do it by hand. It's not the norm to detach by hand. But the reason why we're saying, to let us know that filibuster also that even then it's still going to be forbidden. But the other way, the leniency is still like that, even if nothing is separated. Sivkon tzadikas, and if you do b'kli, you can be chayav achatas. The tolad, the guys, is because it's a secondary category of the malach of guys of shearing the wool. Finally, kamam is mishemem b'bi alacha, which edition 94 brings that there he writes that something that's enormous to detach it by hand, you are chayav for detaching by hand because of guys. And for this reason, he writes over there that these strands that hang on his lips, that most of it is not detached, it's possible that if you detach it, even if you do it by hand, because that's the norm, to pull it out by hand. And the answer is that even if most of it is detached, you're not allowed to detach it, because since that's the norm of how you're detaching it, that's like using some type of a tool. Now the problem with this halach is that this machalik is Rashi being the top, and Machaber says you have to be chishish to the two interpretations. Therefore, even if the majority is detached, absolutely not taken, it'll be out of my hand, because we don't know which way is the one above. Is it towards the fingernail or towards the body? Siv lamed beis. Hachishu b'shinav. If someone has a toothache, lo yikma b'hem chaymetz v'yifo, you can't gargle vinegar and spit it out. But he could gargle and swallow it. Or he could just dip his food in the normal way and have some of the vinegar. Hachishu b'gurayin. If someone has a sore throat, lo yadena b'shemen, he can't gargle oil. Abalehu shemen, but he can swallow oil. The shop, he gets healed. Says Mishbrua, Sivkan Kuf. Hachish Mishin, if someone has a toothache. Boss, Lemon and Hudi, now they're telling non Jew, Lasla is a double that a fua, to do something for healing. The Philadelphia Shirak Mishbrua, even something that's only rabbinically prepared, but Jimmy Shirak Mishbrua, well, it's just the ache. Achimesh, like Tar Gudl, but if you have a huge amount of pain because of the ache, his tooth is really hurting him. Whoever's in Nachlash Koguvis, his whole body feels weak. Then Mutlasa Yod, and then you let it do through the non Jew, for the Malacha, the rice, even the biblical Malacha. Like we said previously, we said Gimel Vayinshav Akol. Look over there, and there are Ma Sivkat and Kuf Aleph. So he said, but if you have a toothache, Lo Yigma B'chulu Yinal Aru, gargle vinegar and spit it out. Why? The Mucha Milsa Jule Refuah, because evident you're doing for Refuah. But feel delicious, Bachachivel. Even to just gargle it for a while and then swallow, even that would be us. Even that would be forbidden, as the Sharatin Nisai and Hay says, because he compares it to what wrote later on regarding oil, which is what we say the same thing. Sivkat and Kuf Beis. We said, so you can't gargle with them, b'hem chaymetz. But then same thing as yayin sarv, schnapps. Kamke didn't come with chaymetz, so it's also a numbing. And also has the lachalik vinegar. Ach, b'makim tzar gadol, again, in the situation of a great amount of pain, efshel lismach yayin sarv, maybe you can rely on by schnapps. The mutter la shayis, then you can leave a little in the mouth, but l'vloy achkach, and then swallow it afterwards, says the chay adam. As the Dirshu 96 brings, all this is only when it's not recognized within the refuah. Because sometimes the guy will take a schnapps and hold on to it a little bit in his mouth. But if again, he's holding on to the Ayin Tzarev, only on the pain tooth, Minas Grail holds that since it's recognized within the refuah, then we wouldn't be able to do that. It says Mishra further, Oid Kasav, he also writes, throughout then, something is the Asalit Malashain. You now put on the tooth, Neglich, which is this type of Tziparin Baisam, one of the type of like aromatic spices, or Yishpiritis. With spirit, besubin, chaman, and hot bran. The chazan mukhl shulifuah, again, all this is obviously doing refuah in loy de kovle tuva, unless it's really painting him a lot. Shemit star kol guva, that his whole body is in pain. Like we said previously, recipient sign says the chayod, vayin shem le'el, look at what they previously thought. They saw through a Jew, but to tafka deshina, that would be specifically permitted for chayli kol guva only in an abnormal way. Acha chayod amasik, shem the chayod comes out of it, the mi'ef to beshina, if it's not possible in a shina, mutsu shlo beshina, it's permitted even without a shina.
So we've gotten kuv gimel. So he said that if someone has a sore throat, lo yadeno, so he can't gargle with oil. Pidush, sheyasha Hashem befiv, that he holds on to the oil in his mouth. The film yivel al b'sayv, and even if he swallows it at then, the mucha musa, because Abi is still in refuah, but that he's doing for medicinal reasons. But choshkei nimi filatena, and for sure if he spits it out. Now beyesh matin kishabay al b'sayv, some permit if he swallows it at the end. So, he's not a gargle b'shem with oil, but even if he puts the oil into a nigrin, which humei silka, that's a beet juice, still it's going to be forbidden, still obvious. But by lehu shemen, he could swallow the oil, and if he gets healed. Actually, those who say that this is forbidden, masa kamagadram, the magadram comes out. They're told kolafi amakim asman. Everything depends on the place and on the time. If it's not the normal of healthy people to swallow oil in that place, also it's forbidden. Like he writes in Sif Lamed Zayin. Sif Lamed Gimel. Goyneach. Someone who's moaning groaning mutar linik chalav mabhema. He's allowed to suckle milk from an animal. Because in the situation of pain, the rabbis did not make a decree. If he only has the pain of hunger, also linik mabhem b'shabbos, he's not allowed to nourish from an animal on Shabbos. Says Mishpusiv kan kovav gneach. He's moaning mikayev liboy from his heart pains. Shidafu asa, where his healing is linik chalav b'risech mabhema, is to suckle hot milk from an animal. Sivkot kovazayin. He could do that because the makom tzar b'chula in the place of pain, the rabbis did not make a decree. And that is after ikar chalivas abehema, even though the primary nursing of a milking animal. Humidari Isis, biblical mishum b'farik, because you're unloading a liquid from a saldu to the dash, which is the derivative of the malach of dash of a threshing, which you're separating the kernel from the chaff. Commissioner Kazavn, like we said, Barish, Simchavav, in the beginning of Simchavav, Mekomakum Bazaar, what regarding this, Shuali Deyanik, which is through suckling, through Rakalachiat, it's the backhand way, it's not the normal way, Lavrak is Rabban, it's only rabbinical prayer, but if it's you present, if they permit it in this type of situation, although we hold B'chol Chodesh or Mezikon, any illness that there's no danger, Emily Nehudi, Ba'is, you tell the non-Jew when he does. Here it's different, therefore, Shalai, who leading Ma'atzma, says the Ran, here his treatment is for himself to nurse, and therefore we permit it. Sivkot and Kovches. And some say that if he only has a pain of a hunger, then it's forbidden for him to suckle. High lashon Yeshayim, this wording of Yeshayim, some say in Medukti, it's not so precise. Because the Mashmah sounds like the Svar Rishayim, according to the first opinion, Mutter B'Shabbos is permitted on Shabbos, even because of pain and of hunger. The truth is they don't mention this at all. It's possible according to them, even on Yom Tov would be forbidden regarding this. It's just its own halacha. The Yesh Paiskim, that some rule, Shemachalkim in Shabbos Yom Tov, that we differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov, in Tzar Rav regarding the pain of hunger. Because Abach Vel Rabba, they write the halacha, the halacha is like this Yeshayim, that would be forbidden, Sivkon Koptes, to Asalina, that's forbidden to nurse in that type of case. The Daf Mishim Tzar Chol, because specifically because of the pain of illness, he too, they forbidden. I believe it's there. Now regarding this, Dual Kapon Mefer Kalachia, because it's still the malacha of unloading albeit in a backhand way, and if that would be forbidden to be done, Sivkon Kovyu, Bishabbos on Shabbos. But Yom Tov, Motor, Yom Tov is permitted. Im Ein Lo Ein Yehud Lachal Bayot, if he doesn't have a non-Jew to milk through him, because here you don't have to nurse directly, it's not B'chayli. Now, if you have a food that you can milk into that food, with your mouth, even on Yom Tov, rather you should milk into the food, like he writes in Sim Tov Kofei. Sif Lamadalt. Like, take al Isha, a woman cannot lighten chalav mitadaho, the milk from her breast, into a cup, or into a pot, and to nurse her son. Sif cotton kofiral, batonic bakulu, and to nurse her son, Mishum Mefark, because that's unloading. The woman's taking a liquid from her body, from a solid, and that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos. The Bir Halochim in the Ramaschal batonic is bina, and to nurse her son, says look at Primogadim that to milk from a person into a vessel, there's Issa de Raisa, milk prohibition because of Mefark. And it's forbidden because of a chiddush in the sakana, if not through a non-Jew, and that's as obvious from the opinion of many rishayim. Look at the Sharatzin. Now to suck by mouth from a woman because refuah sounds like in the Tzitzis Shabbos that there's issa d'iraisa, because that's not similar to suckling from an animal. Because by woman, that it's not the norm to milk, let's say by hand or board machinery. It's only to suckle. And but the Bialacha says to me, he says tzarchim is it still requires further analysis. It doesn't seem so obvious to him. That would be the case. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 89, blood that comes out from a wound and it doesn't get held back through vinegar, and there's a concern about loss of blood or for contamination or infection, Shuvah Shavalevi writes that we mechal for this Shabbos, even though that this is not the maka that's all on the top of the hand or the top of the foot, and it's not even a wound of iron, still we mechal Shabbos for that. Dish number 90, from this, that it's forbidden to do refuah, to treat this wound. Sharatzin brings later on the Simon Tov Tzadivav, a proof to the words of the Issa B'Hetta that brought in the Mishabur over there, that someone that fell or got injured and the blood gathered in the place where he fell, so the wound is not considered as an internal wound. And since it doesn't cause so much pain, one should not do the bloodletting on Yom Tov Sheni, even through a non-Jew. Now, the reason for the heter to constrict the hand with wine, Shlomo Zalman writes, that since you're not doing this only to hold back the blood, so that's not considered as refuah, just it's just holding something back. This is number 91, regarding powder that holds back the blood from spilling out. Shubas Alatin writes that since it's not healing the wound, it's just holding back the blood, you let it put that on the wound. And that's what the Pindrum Skirelitz adds on, that if this powder is effective for healing, is treating the wound, then that would be a problem. But refuah, then you wouldn't be able to do that on Shabbos. Now regarding a cream of iodine, Shlomo Zalman holds that even though it keeps away infection, it does not have a halacha like refuah. Rather, it's like a bandage that just protects. Which is Shulchan Aruch and Sifchob Zayin. You can let it put it on the wound on Shabbos. Another Shulchan Aruch Tzion writes that putting this on the wound is considered like refuah. And now I'll do this on Shabbos only if we're talking about a chayla that fell in Tibet or a child or a wound that is a suffix sakana, then you'd be allowed to use these types of liquids. This is number 92. The reason why that a fingernail that mostly detached is considered detached, even though hairs that are hanging, you're forbidden to tear apart, and if you tear it off, Yochai was brought in the submission, Gimel Sev Kot Peibah. Shlomo Zalman explains that since the fingernail sprouts from below, and that's the primary place where it's connected, and he's not detaching only the upper part, which already was primarily detached, you don't consider it as detaching from something that's attached. Moreover, that as detaching something that is attached. Moreover, that since also a minority that's attached is anyways like falling apart, so that's considered even what's not detached as already detached. Section number 93, regarding taking out a loose tooth, a shaky tooth, Shubhashim Levi writes that since it's considered as detached and there's also a pain more than a fingernail, you'll have to take it out when there's no concern that blood's going to come out. Dishru number 96. That we said that, okay, you could gargle it if you're going to swallow it afterwards, but this is all only when it's not recognizable doing for a food. But if you keep the schnapps on the painful tooth, we said in the holes, that since it's recognizable doing for a food, that it's forbidden to do this. Dishru number 97. If someone's eating at a time when it's not fit to eat, for example, if he's eating before davening, and this girl told, that's not recognizable as necessarily doing that for refuah, because we said everything depends on the makom in this man. There's 98. Someone eats bread that's smeared with margarine, and he's like licking his lips so that the margarine should spread on it. This girl told, that's also not recognizable as doing this for refuah, and that would be okay. Dishu number 101. Mishpura said that the refuah for this gunech is for himself to suckle himself. So you see that if his refuah was not specifically in that way, he would have to tell the non-Jew to milk for him, not to suckle himself, even though the suckling is not considered only but like doing a malacha in a shina, in an abnormal way. So from here, the Chubis Mechazis proves that it's better to do malacha deres through a non-Jew than the Jew to do it with a shina. Dishu number 102. He said that the woman cannot pump the milk into a bottle and then give it to her child, because it's mepharik. Now, if the baby cannot nurse directly from the mother, and she has to feed him every day fresh milk, Shlomo Zalman holds that she's allowed to do this even if the child's not even used to yet his mother's milk, since that is the natural food, and it's a suffix sakana, you don't consider the artificial baby milk. A woman that's in pain, she's engorged from the amount of milk that's in her breasts. Shulchan Aruch writes later on Simisham Shin Lamed that permitted for her to extract with her hands the milk onto the floor. Mishmur explains about that since that's not being done the way the mafarik is usually done, because the milk is going to waste, and moreover, it's only a malacha shin zichel gufa. So in the situation of tsar, they weren't geyser.